listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia. How's the you? Keep it real. Take the red pill.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
Yes. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. And tonight, I want to talk about the prison system, the abuses of the prison system, even the regular jailing system, because there's a problem there. And this whole subject was sort of prompted by something that Joanna, aka Flava, said on a previous show, and also I had been watching some YouTube videos by Larry Lawton, and it was if you guys aren't familiar with Larry Lawton, he's America's most famous jewel thief, and he got beat a lot in jail. Mr. Lawton, I don't know if anybody else was familiar with the material that's on the air. I sent out the homework, but Mr. Lawton, it got to the point where he was watching people dying all around him. Not because of inmate-on-inmate crime, but because of medical malpractice, medical neglect, and straight-out beatings. People were beat to death by guards. So, Mr. Lawton himself, really, it was such a gruesome story because it's so gruesome. He describes being restrained into a 4-point position and being beaten, being urinated on. I mean, someone urinates in your mouth and on your face. I mean, that's taking a little bit too far. He talks about being in the hole for days at a time without showers. And then when they finally give him water, it's either freezing cold or boiling hot. Food with loogies just sitting on top. We visually see that someone has spit in your food. And not having anyone being able to hear his case because he's writing letters and they're all being held. For this discussion, we have Melvin Punch. Melvin, you there? I know we have Melvin Punch. We have Joanne, also known as Flava, here with us tonight. And of course, I have my co-host. We have Jema, Foxfire, and we have Will from Demand the Truth. Hello, everyone.
How y'all doing?
Doing great. So, I want to talk
Hi,
about,
guys.
I don't know if you heard the intro there, but we were going to talk about the abuses in the prison system. And I know, Melvin, you've got to unmute yourself. You can go ahead and unmute yourself. And, yes. Flava, did you hear the intro there?
You know I'm waiting to jump in. What's up, Wee Party? Finally, okay.
I've been talking for 5 minutes. I didn't know.
Okay, we got you now. I'm ready to jump on top of this. I can't. If Mr. Lawton gonna be on, I cannot wait to tell him what I got for him. The big payback.
Well, we're gonna discuss Mr. Lawton. I'm gonna have him on the show later on at some point. But I want to discuss his situation and how you guys feel about it.
But you know, there's a big crisis in the country with mass incarceration and people being held, unlawfully and without the writ of habeas corpus. I really thought that part of the discussion tonight was going to be about the possibility of martial law being implemented because of this COVID-19 thing. I thought we were going to discuss, in addition to the criminal justice system, how it relates to what might occur.
Maybe if you want to bring that up, I have five pages of notes.
I wrote all of this stuff down about this crap, and now you're going to switch the subject on me. All right.
I gave everybody the homework.
Yes, I seen the bio, but for Christ's sake. And you told me something different.
No, I gave everybody the homework.
Yes.
And that is what I want to discuss here. So because you are an ex-correctional officer.
I can give Matt good insight into that. I've seen all sorts of abuses occurring as a CO. Some of the correctional officers would have the house gang basically control the other inmates. And there have been instances where corrections officers have been convicted because the house gang went too far and murdered someone else that wouldn't come. Jail is a very, very terrible place to be. And if, martial law is implemented because of this COVID-19 thing, we're going to see a lot more people locked up. And habeas corpus is like, you don't even get a chance to see a judge. So, I'm not trying to get off subject, but that was a subject I prepared for, so it's kind of like stuck in my head because I'm.
We can get deeper into that in the after show. I just want to stick to.
We got 2 hours.
Okay, so this. Maybe some possibility of reform in the prison system. So,
absolutely not.
We definitely need some reform because
we have more people in jail in this country than any country on the earth on the planet.
That's true.
We're the land of the free, but we have more people in jail than even communist Russia or communist China. The land of the free, and we have more people in jail on probation, having some sort of connection or ankle bracelet to the criminal justice system than any other country in the world. So, we set the example for the rest of the world.
Can I jump in here? Because I don't mean to be disrespectful.
Go ahead.
I just kind of spins my head when, and this is no disrespect to you, sir, the repeating the same statistics. We got enough of that. We got, everybody knows mass incarceration, blah, 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 blah. Well, let's talk about how we got mass incarceration. That's how we could talk about ending mass incarceration. Well, repealing 1020, life, 3 strikes you out, mandatory minimum. Every time we complain about things, we basically identified the problem and the root of it. So if what caused the problem is what you have, it's like with cancer. You don't just wait for cancer. You say you have to take it out. Well, mass incarceration only came after 9/11. And I want to reiterate this one thing. Jails and prisons were built for white people, not black people. Okay, because black people didn't have any rights in this country.
Just to interject for a moment, if the National Guard, I've seen National Guard, I'm in Worcester, Massachusetts, which is the second largest city in New England. So that comprises five states. And from the National Guard getting off of trucks, going into our convention center, setting up camp there, and I've seen the FEMA trucks all lined up. I have it all on video. They lined up in a row. They have portable showers, portable toilets, and they're ready for mass incarceration on a scale that we've never imagined. So if this thing
I'm talking about how it was created, sir.
I'm gonna get around to what you're
talking about. But remember, we're trying to get back to the show, the topic. I almost died in prison. Okay? So I identify exactly what the gentleman that we Miss Lawson, because unlike being urinated, I almost died in prison, and nobody would have never knew what happened to me. So I connect immediately with the medical system.
There are millions of lost souls in the prison right now, prison system. Many of them in their crimes they did not commit. Most people do not go to jail for what they actually did. They really go to jail for what they got away with. Because, I mean, the system is so bent and twisted that you have these politicians and the rich committing crimes on a level that, you know, cannot even be defined as a crime, but they're still
robbing the power to pardon themselves.
Well, hold on, Melvin. I'm very interested as what Flavor just said. So you almost died. Go ahead and continue on with that.
Flavor.
Okay, I had a mild case of pneumonia, and I was being denied. I was in three different prisons in the state of Florida. I was in all of them: Gaston, Lowell, and whatever the hell. They had me in some work camp. Oh, Levy work camp, which I bucked the whole entire system. What the hell do I look like working for free? Mind you, people, you got rights. You got the right not to do nothing in there. You got consequences and you got the whole, but you got rights. The right to do absolutely nothing and lay down. Well, anyway, I caught a mild case of pneumonia because the dumb broads leaving the window open in the dead of winter. Right? Mind you, nobody's closing the window, and I catch a mild case of pneumonia, and the nurse refused to treat me, and this is what I told her on everything. I told her God was going to get her. She was supposed to be an angel of mercy, and she was an angel of death. And when I told her that, she looked like she saw death, because I would have been a blip on the screen of nothing. But let's talk about that's the problem, the cause and effect. Here goes the solution. Independent citizen oversight committees. Okay? We're the boss. One prison secretary ain't nothing but a damn employee. You're going to keep hearing me say this over and over again. We are the boss. Those people are hired or either elected to do what we tell them to do. And when we, the boss, identify things like no medical, incorrect medical things in prison. There's no prison oversight because people typically think people who are in prison deserve to be there. They think felons are career criminals. When you say the word felon, you're categorized. You're a monster. You're a rapist. People don't know. Felons are Martha Stewart. So right now we have the typical person writing a book about mass incarceration has never been incarcerated. So what the hell are they talking about? Something they didn't heard somebody else say. Okay? So we the people are the boss. You served your time for the crime, but how dare we allow these fools, political Ponzi scammers, to commit crimes of the century and then pardon themselves, exonerate themselves from the crime.
I agree.
That's the type of crap we need to be on. We can change all of that.
You're talking about more like I you know, feel what you've been through, and I understand that, you know, that might have been a traumatic experience for anyone to have to go through. But when you're talking about, you know, millions of people being locked up basically in their own homes, these people are afraid to go outside because they don't know if the person that they're going to walk by might sneeze on them and infect them. And then they have people walking around now that don't show no symptoms of this COVID-19 thing that can still infect other individuals and not even know they're infecting them. So
you're not,
but
he's not going to let
they're
it
locking
go,
them up. But they are already locking them up. They're corralling up.
Yeah, he's not going to let the subject go.
No,
that was not the subject tonight.
I'm talking about they're trying to lock as many people up across the globe. It's not just a phenomenon in the United States.
You mean support us, sir? I mean, this is a thin line. This is the one where the number one person that needs to be getting locked the hell up is Donald Trump. He's a traitor. And Mitch McConnell and all the rest of the other white supremacist, archaic, Confederate employees.
We're getting off,
we're getting off track here.
We're getting off track here because
Ronald Reagan, two Bushes and Clinton is how we got mass incarceration. So it's all political. If you're not talking about repeal it, if you're not talking about legislative reform, then
they're letting individuals out of prison now because of the COVID-19 virus. The people that have been convicted of crimes are being released from prison.
Donald Trump needs to be convicted. He has committed treason. He knew about this virus. And by the way, COVID is not nothing new. Everybody knows it's on the back of the Lysol cans. This is a new strain that they cannot control.
Absolutely. I've seen that. And they say that Bill Gates has a patent on it. But, you know, there's a lot of theories and everyone has their own opinion about it. But the truth of the matter is,
what do you think we should do as taxpayers? What should we do?
I think that right now, as taxpayers and American citizens, that we are kind of protected from our liberties being restricted. We have the Constitution that we fall back on. That's what I just fall back on the Constitution. I don't even know, because everything that I've ever learned about this country is that the Constitution of the United States is the most supreme law across the land. So if it doesn't apply and if it doesn't, you know, it's not condoned in the Constitution, then it's just null and void. And there is a provision in the Constitution that they can suspend, civil liberties and declare martial law.
Right.
But there's no martial law actually enshrined in the Constitution of the United States. They can, limit civil liberties if there's in time of crisis or an invasion or something of that sort. But the kind of incarceration that they're talking about now, most people are already locked. The government, the combined governments of the world, they've instituted it in Italy. It's in Canada. The people, even in the Southeast Asia, they have orders to shoot individuals who violate the stay-at-home order. We're not at that point yet in this country where, you're a citizen walking down the street violating the order and the police pull up to you and ask you for your papers and where you're going. If you're not on legitimate government business, they can just take you and incarcerate you with no writ of habeas corpus, where you can be brought before a judge and possibly be bonded out. And they're talking about instituting that all across this country.
When this is me, I'm a solutionist. Every time you mention a complaint, you got to have a relevant solution behind it. Thus, your
not
complaint
under martial law, you
is
do not.
Just that.
Not under martial law.
No. Listen to what I said, sir. I didn't say that. I said, what is the solution? Because this is what real is. If we
martial law
are
is imminent in this country, they are gearing up for it now. They are positioning National Guard troops in every state. They're mobilized and they're ready to roll
that.
In and
you know
do mass
why?
Arrest of American
citizens. Do you know why?
Yes.
Because citizens are disregarding, and Donald Trump, who is just an employee, he's not a leader, and therefore people are listening to him and ill-advisingly not understanding that he's just a human being who was hired for the job. So if people want to be stupid enough not to understand that this crisis is real, you can take your own life into your hands. But when you step out of the parameters that have been designated by the entire global society, your ass needs to be arrested. Because
you feel stupid to get
that.
Commercial. Hey, we have to go to commercial break. And we'll be right back.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Freak out, yo!
All right, we are back for our second, our short segment here. And it's only about 6 minutes here. So I want to sort of reorientate everybody here. I've got a little bit of a story about a person who had, let's just say, a lot of things going good for him in life. Okay, this person had the most beautiful, most gorgeous redhead girlfriend who happened to be pregnant with his child. You know, this guy had a job. He had, nice cars. You know, he had it going on for him. One day, he got basically arrested at work over a forgotten traffic ticket. Okay, fine. That happens. So, but then again, this person, for this damn traffic ticket, which, you know, time spent usually after 3 or 4 days, usually even a week, this person did 4 months in jail. 4 months in jail, being hated on by the guards. Paperwork not going out to the lawyers. Letters not going out to the girlfriend. Letters not coming in from the girlfriend. That it actually ended up, the situation ended up destroying his relationship. And when I'm talking about letters not going out, there was this guard, apparently, with his feces-eating grin, holding the biggest stack of letters and handed to him on his way out. 4 months' worth.
It's terrible. The guards definitely have a lot of control over what happens to prisoners in the correctional facility. They have the supreme, they're like the judge, jury, and executioner in there. And a lot of times you'll find the prison personnel, not necessarily corrections officers, because they look at themselves as being law enforcement officers. But sometimes they'll bring all sorts of things into the prison for the prisoners. And sometimes they may even form relationships with prisoners. It's just a foul and unjust system altogether. The whole system needs to be abolished. If they want to take all of these convicted criminals, put them in a military unit and send them over to like Iraq or any kind of country, they'll settle whatever war they have going on there in 15 minutes. Put all the fucking convicts in one unit and send them over there. Give them a chance. Guys on death row, tell them we'll put you in a special unit and send you over there. And they'll put down any kind of disturbance, you know, topple any government that needs to be done for their freedom, you know, like a pardon type thing.
Can
like,
I jump in? Can I jump in with some reality?
Well, yeah. Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Sounds good.
Well, because you, I want to give you full time here, and we're going to be coming back up on break here. But I just want to bring another point into this. Now, when you got people doing this whole judge, jury, and executioner, and there is no oversight. I mean,
no oversight.
What does the money look like?
It's not about the power. They get a high off. They get a rush off having so much control over like individuals that might have been beating the shit out of them when they were kids growing up. The
same. Okay, remember,
stealing their milk money. Now they're the officer over them. Imagine the revenge. And then you have these frustrated COs that wanted to be police officers and couldn't make it. COs instead of police officers. These guys are so pissed that when they come into work, they're just looking for an opportunity to bust somebody's head wide open. And there's no oversight. And you there's like small dark corners of every prison where horrible things happen. And it is not a nice place.
Isn't it encouraged because, you know, for every day a person is in jail, that jail's getting paid. So even for someone who has,
but for the individuals in there, the souls that are lost in the prison system right now, there are millions upon millions of people in there, and their families are suffering on the outside. Their children are starving because their dads are locked up. They're, you know, people. Women that have to sell their precious bodies because their husbands pay the rent and buy the food. It's a trickle-down effect that's affecting, and it's like a cancer to the entire country, the criminal justice system that we have in place today. They need to find a way to, you know, you don't lock up an individual and, like, steal their spirit in there,
But okay, I got that. But I'm trying to focus on the money.
My question
is, because a person, let's say, has a $300 traffic ticket, but ends up earning these people several thousand dollars, tens of thousands of dollars, because it's in there over time.
And the prosecutors make money, the lawyers make money, the judges make money. They're all getting paid for the time they spend for trying each case. And
okay, we gotta go commercial break.
Unending trail of cases coming before them. It's just,
let's do station ID and then we'll come right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Okay. we got something going on. We got people that just dropped out of the call here. Am I on the air? Mic check 1 2 1 2. Okay, so I'm gonna try to add these people back. I don't know what's going on exactly. Maybe the topic is just getting too hot. I do think that it is horrendous that a person can sit in jail for something that, you know, a traffic ticket. And I don't know why there's feedback on this thing. Well, I'm using my other Skype here, and the other Skype is muted, so there should not be feedback. But anyhow. Guys, we're being screwed with, I guess. But I guess you would have to do a call from your end, Mike, and add them back in manually from your end, because it's going to get feedback from my end as I try. So, anyhow, a person can make the state tens of thousands of dollars for not actually being let go. So your incarceration, your enslavement is the only thing these people care about. I mean, I do feel the rage. I feel the rage. And the person I'm talking about that this happened to, he was definitely filled the rage, and especially after all these years. He will be going back to that jailhouse and getting retribution. We will say that much. Everything that's been done, there will be retribution for, in one form or another. And that is a fact. I want to know if I have anybody else on the line here with me right now. Joanne.
My name is Joanna. Joanna, Cool in the Gang, sing it. It's a song.
Go ahead, please.
If you're going to call me by my government, please call it correct.
Oh, boy, this is muddy already. Can you help, please?
All right.
Can you go on with your point?
I'll jump all over this. What we're allowing is zero tolerance from these employees, these political Ponzi scammers. And let me put this out there. Let me get a shout out to myself. I'm going to act like Professor Wigger and start talking about myself. I haven't just been to prison. I'm a reentry employment specialist that's worked in the prisons for over 10 years, not for the Department of Corrections. I'm the one that tell inmates when they're about to come back to society that you cannot get past the job application, but you don't have to steal. You don't have to starve. You don't have to do criminal acts to survive. So just wanted to throw that out there that I'm not just a former inmate. And by the way, I'm a taxpayer. I'm not a felon. I'm not a formerly incarcerated citizen, returning citizen. All those ridiculous labels that people who probably never been to prison. Also, I want to speak on a lot of people are getting out of prison, misleading others with this insanity, this Jim Jones juice, you know, trying to beg the employee. First of all, you don't need to beg a politician, a congressman, a representative, a senator, a governor. They're an employee. Do you hear everything you guys are saying? You've identified, instead of saying, why is that? Why would we allow a $500 ticket turn into $10,000 worth of canteen money that's on taxpayers? Because we have idiots who are running our system and who are criminals. They're the crooks, and then they turn around and pardon themselves while we're sitting idly by allowing it. So what we can do is pump the brakes and put independent citizen oversight committees in it. Just like we have to hire them, we're the ones that should pardon people, make these judgments of what we want. Because why would we allow them to commit crimes of the century and then excuse themselves, take away our jobs, our rights? This is insanity. So let's get on board. I've often said
that we should have inquisitions. We need a modern day inquisition to sweep the country, backed by civilian militia. That's what we need. That's the same thing.
People are the boss. That's the same thing. It's people who are taking control of our government. The homosexuals figured it out. They said, why would we petition one more time? Why would we beg one more time? We're the boss, and we're not going to do it. And they told them, either you pass gay rights or we will vote you out nationwide. And that's how it is. This is the 21st century civil rights movement. This is us. Against us. This is a new civil war, but it is the same Confederacy that has tried to take over because nobody was paying attention. These things just didn't happen. We are allowing 5, 7, or 1 person to destroy millions of our lives, and we should have to vote on anything. We must start voting on everything that is significant, like what has changed our lives. This is what hasn't happened. It's just a committee of them up there. Then they argue with one another. Then they say, oh, I'm a bipartisan. I'm a this. You're an employee. Well, imagine you go to work and everybody says, I'm not frying fries. You fry fries. I'm not cleaning the bathroom. You clean the bathroom. That's what the hell we allowing them damn idiots to do. Them employees. Okay? So let's stop conversating, having seminars, doing documentaries, radio shows, TV shows, making movies, and what the hell? Everybody is making so much money. They're profiting off of misery. That's what is going on. Why are we talking, having a conversation about something that's obviously what needs to be corrected?
Well, okay. So since the last time we have talked, let's talk about the progress. Let's talk about the progress. I mean, there's the blueprint and you have the solution. Nobody needs to be talking. Everybody needs to be doing. So what is being done? I want to know what you are doing so I can do it too.
Well, I'm trying to contact people and I'm looking forward to going nationwide. Don't get me wrong. I just got woke up. Mind you, homos just got their rights. So like I said, I peeped that out. Like, aha, they got out the maze. This is a rat race maze. Everybody's marching, complaining, then they go home, same problem. Well, the only place people need to march is to get registered and get to the polls. Doesn't matter who we're voting in, as long as we're voting out those pieces of crap. That's what the lick read. You see, no more complaining. If you're running your mouth, if you're talking about it, then you need to be about it. That part.
Mm-hmm.
So simple. Okay. This ain't rocket science. And by the way, how about we ain't even got to try that daggone hard? It's as simple as getting rid of them. Well, the taxpayers are going to be excited to learn. What I'm doing is I'm going to let everybody in on the biggest find. It's bigger than a gold mine, diamond mine. Check this out. You are unemployed and you're being discriminated against by your own employees. They've committed treason. How dare they take away taxpayer jobs? When everybody gets woke up to this, they are going to clear the house. This is a political purge. This is like a political enema for them. You see, and this is a political virus, but we're the cure, the We Party. F the Tea Party. This is about the We Party. So it's only a few thousand of them. It's a numbers game. One president, 50 governors, that's 51. Oh, my goodness. You see how small that number is? And we got to stop allowing the power of one prison secretary. We have, our world has changed, but we haven't changed our laws. We keep running that Constitution in the ground. That's because there was a bunch of white people who came over here and started this country. Well, guess what? We ain't them no more. So we need to tweak it. We need to twerk it and work it for us who living in this. We ain't living in 1776. Wake up, taxpayers.
Wake up, taxpayers, indeed.
Smell the karma.
Go ahead.
Smell the Starbucks. Wake up. And for those who think this is not about felons, this is taxpayers for change. Everybody is a taxpayer. Not filing taxes, that's different. So by that standard, we have nobody is going to tell me or we what we can't do. But that's what we've allowed to happen because they think the wizard is behind the curtain. They think the wizard is taking away their lives. No, you are allowing this crap to happen, average citizen. That's what I'm telling you. The homos figured it out. They used to fight, too. They used to beg, too. They used to petition, too. Can you imagine a million petitions? Who the hell made that rule? You need to sign a million petitions so then we can think about it if we want to say yes. Oh, my goodness. The jig is up. Them fools is out of here. And then their famous traitor, dictator, words, Trump, they going to be fired. Get that impression. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel
wish we could get Mr. Punch back on. I swear I lost everybody else here in the chat room, and both my co-hosts, Gust, and so I, you know what? I think we need to go ahead and pull the butcher in. Bill, are you there?
I'm here now.
I am here.
Okay.
They just knocked. They just blocked me out for the last 4 minutes. I've been trying to get back into the show.
Yeah, I've been trying to get you back in myself here.
I had to reset my password and everything. I've never seen anything like that happen before.
B, do you want me to speak, or should I stay muted for a second?
It
might not be a good idea.
Okay, we'll go ahead and put you back on mute. We'll bring you back in the second hour. Because we have you on reserves. We have you on reserves because I want to get the contrast of the views here. And it's going to get rowdy. It's going to get rough here in the second hour. Just so you guys know.
It just kicked me out of the whole thing.
And that happens. So you're on an alternate account.
Yes, I got to
join the show.
I got a bullseye right on my forehead. What the fuck? Excuse my language. I'm sorry. What happened then, sir?
All right. Can you wait till the second hour? That's why I created the second hour.
Yes, sir.
is the second hour called the F-bomb?
Forgive me, folks. I know this is
this hour.
This
hour is syndicated for my broadcasters around the country. The second hour is more of a podcast sort of thing, and it's just being hardcore, being double hardcore.
Oh, good. Well, let me know when the red light is off. That part.
All right.
No.
She's making things spicy.
No. Excuse me. I don't interrupt. But I want you to hang around because I really want to talk to you.
That's Bill the Butcher.
Just give them the phone numbers after the show and let them just do their thing. But no, I'm playing.
Well, we're going to get to that. So, Melvin, I know you didn't hear like at least five, 6 minutes of that. So we as a people who are allowing this stuff, because we are, and that is what's infuriating. We allow it. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now, and this is going to segue into what we're going to talk about in the second hour. This whole police thing is happening. Now, I live in Europe, and the little area that I live in, it's not little. I'm in a major city here. But, you know, crime is...
being in Europe. I would love
that. Oh, it's fantastic. You know, when this stuff happened...
They did your brother good over there from what I hear. That, you know, black man got a tail.
You know, we'll discuss those kind of things off the air. But the police state. So, in my city of Wroclaw, okay, there's maybe six cop cars in the whole police station.
It's a six?
God damn. For
brother. Not playing.
I'm telling you, it is rare for me to see a cop car. If the only time I see a cop car is if I go by the police station myself, and there's three of them. There's three patrolling out doing whatever in the rest of the city. Now, this city is not a small city.
This was supposed to be
the capital of the country.
Yeah, but the police should not be having to go around like a Gestapo, man. It's like in the
correct.
Hood.
It's correct. Bad. Now, they don't have the manpower, and so they're trying to use fear tactics to do their police state here because they don't have a police state. What they're launching right now, and I've seen it, there's helicopters now. So, I mean, they got a couple helicopters at their disposal. Okay, they're going to put out helicopters to enforce the restrictions, the movement, the restrictions, they're going to enforce it with helicopters. And, you know, like, wow. And, you know, people were just like around me, like, wow. What are you dummies? You think that helicopter is going to, stop you in the middle of the street? It's going to land?
A helicopter.
A guy?
it has the Gatling gun and some rockets on it, then you have to be worried about it. Other than
Melvin. Okay. No.
That's what it cut me out.
No guns, no rockets, just plain old freaking helicopters.
Just a camera, a flashlight, who cares? What are you going to do?
My point being, if you let me finish, is that, you know, the helicopter is not going to come down and in the middle of the street and personnel come out and give you a ticket, a fine. It's just not going to happen. No. So it's a fear state, not a police state.
I see.
What's happening right now, at least it is here.
It's true. It can make people confused. But there, when people get angry and they are hungry and their kids are saying, you know, they hungry, then that's when the police state, the police themselves have fear. Even in the state of Massachusetts, some of the state troopers have relayed that they're fearing mass rioting, that people are going to do looting. We're in Massachusetts. This is where, you know, freedom for the United States began. Declaration of Independence, Paul Revere, all of that. That all happened in Massachusetts, the birth of the country. And, you know, people are running, you know, scared. People are concerned that, you know, they're locked away in their homes. And even the beautifulest of homes can just be, you know, the best prison that you've ever been in. But it's still, you know, a prison. But they can lock away your body, but they can't, you know, steal away your soul. Your minds, we're free to go, you know, like you said, the other guest said, it, like, in the reality of it. But the reality of it is that any one of us can be incarcerated at any time for the most trivial of reasons. And like you were saying about the helicopters flying over and they got cameras on every lamp pole, they're watching us. Big Brother is watching. They know who we are, and, you know, to ensure that, they want to put microchips in our wrists so they can track us by, you know, GPS satellites. Makes it simpler than put an ankle on, a bracelet on.
Well, what they're actually doing, they're stacking up their infrastructure. They're stacking up what they're doing, fail safes right now.
Yes.
Because
they want an army of slaves to work
Who is they? They're only an employee. They're not the Wizard of there's no Land of Oz. It's only us.
I understand
and
that.
We are
families.
Allowing this to happen.
Wait a minute. There are 13 families in America that control 92% of the world's wealth. Just imagine that.
Talking about judicial laws, not wealth, sir. We're talking about judicial laws.
Hold on a second. Let me specify. When I say they, I'm absolutely not talking about we, the people. That's why I keep saying they. So there is a they, and that
is the
covert elites elite who are planning everything against us. They are not
the ones that set this whole thing up, and we have to put grinding in it. Being cranked up in it.
When are we going to take accountability? Why do people keep passing the blame on people that we hired? It's not like they just show up and get to do it out of the clear blue. When will you take?
They will lie, and
so we see it. We recognize this. So why are we still complaining about them? We don't live in a fascist country. We don't live in a dictatorship.
Actually, we do.
Thank you, sir.
How does that come about if we are the boss? Then once again, it's proving my point, because we're allowing it to happen. If you're saying that that's what it is,
we can't blame anyone. We're caught up in the. It's like a flash flood that comes through and sweeps everything in its path. And
what's their name?
They have the
military,
they have technology. They have everything against them.
What's their names? Which senator? Which congressman? Which representative?
The Rothschild.
Who are they?
The Rothschild.
The homosexuals figured it out. The Rockefellers,
the Kennedys, the Rothschild.
Listen, the homosexuals, they didn't figure everything out. Just because they can get married.
No, I didn't say everything. I said they figured it out. They figured it out. They figured out they don't have to beg the employee. There it is. See, you can't tap dance around it. You can't make it look.
They have the same rights that
you can't say there's not a thing.
They have the same rights as everybody else. Okay, they are under the same oppression. They are under the same police state. They are under the same restrictions.
No, they're not. No, they're not. They got
the Queen of England. She has a solid gold carriage. It's made out of solid gold and it weighs over a ton. The Queen of England rides around in a solid gold carriage, made is almost a ton of gold. And she rides around in a carriage of it. You know how many hungry people that could feed? You know, it's,
well, why don't you go over there and tell the queen to feed some people with that big ass gold carriage?
Well, that is the whole point. I think we need to start telling these people, but people are cowards. People are scared. People are. I don't want to put down the people, but, you know, these are all the things. People are abused. People are put down. People are brainwashed.
These are the whole things.
Litany of
yeah, they brainwashed by pulpit pimps. They're brainwashed by community con artists who are going around misleading them with the Jim Jones juice. One more petition. One more march. They're marching off a damn cliff. Yeah, they are. See,
you
gonna get what you want if you're never going to
there
do the right thing.
I don't
you
copy of this show for any of my sites.
You don't want to get me started on the marches now. Listen, we have to come to the end of the show here. We need to wrap this up, and I would invite everyone to stay for the next hour, the double dosage hour, where you can use profanity, just not too much, please. As if this episode wasn't filled with it. You're going to get me kicked off my radio stations.
Oh, my goodness. I apologize.
It just feels so good to use those words, doesn't it?
No, sometimes I get off point, but because I'm so passionate about it, you know, the rights that we have to lose.
Well, let's get passionate on this next hour, and I know we have Bill the Butcher waiting. I can't wait to hear this man.
They're about to put us all in concentration camps, man, and that's no exaggeration. And the criminal justice system you're talking about is just an example of what so many people are going to experience. They have
we're going to get to that, Melvin. We're going to get to that. Hold on. Can you wait for the second hour, please? Can I end the show, please?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. We're still on?
This is Radio Land, ladies and gentlemen.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.